Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Robert Cray. Right there. Robert Cray, my favorite blues man, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. A lot of stuff there that will help you. Whatever you got going on, wherever you are on the time continuum of ownership, from startup to divestiture, we got something you can read or listen to or watch there. Check out the video section of our website right there. Got our probably, I don't know, more than 100 videos you can check out there, and thousands of archives and thousands of articles, including those that have been deposited for us by our good friend Joel LaBava, who's with us right now. Joel is the franchise king. He is the owner, the author, I should say, of Become a Franchise Owner. And Joel, welcome back to the show. Thanks again for hanging out with us. Joel, when I started my business, I was just thinking as you were talking about this topic, I was thinking about when I started my business in 89, my own small business in 89, after having been downsized twice in 18 months, I was thinking about that. Then I moved out of my house. I had a regular home office. Then I moved out of my house in a couple of years downtown. I was just thinking about all the people who benefited from me, from my business growing. You know, all the different little paychecks that I contributed to. And that was just my little one-man shop back in those days. When you got a franchise that starts out, with this that opens up, it really ripples through the services industry just to get them open.
Oh yeah, it does, and it starts with, you know, if you're buying a franchise that requires a leased commercial space, it starts with the commercial real estate agent getting a commission, and from there it keeps going. You have contractors. You might even have an architect that you're paying to help set up, you know, to help structure the store and design the store. And then you have everyone from electricians to plumbers to wallpaper and painter specialists. Yep. And all of a sudden, you know, you have 10 people that you've kind of hired temporarily to set up shop for you.
You know, that's one of the things that when people ask me how big my operation is, and I say, well, are you talking about the people who work under my roof or the people who work for me who are not under my roof, you know? Today, any business that's open is helping a lot of businesses make payroll every week. And when you open up a franchise, like you're talking about, especially in the early days, because typically there are going to be some specifications that have to be met, right? With regard to signage and paint and design and furniture and all that kind of thing. A franchise has everyone has to be designed a certain way, right?
That's right. It's definitely all set up in one specific way. Everything is there for you,
right?
On paper in black and white. Just follow the system, and as you would say, you know, make sure you're coloring inside the lines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you do all those things, that brings on people. You're obviously the franchisor doesn't roll that out all that out in a box for you, right?
Right, you're doing it.
That has to be built or painted or constructed or. Or, I mean, they might send you some stuff, but most of it's going to be built in place, so that's going to require some jobs, right?
Right, local jobs.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying, that's huge, you know. And even things like if the architect has to print some stuff out, maybe the architects can go down to the UPS store down the street and print some stuff out. I mean, there are so many things involved that just trickle down.
Well, the other thing about a business, if you think about it, when you start a business, you're creating something that hasn't been there before. Isn't it interesting how the free market economy works, Joel, where, all right, all of a sudden, you know, you're not there today. Tomorrow you're there, you're selling a product, and you grow your business out of where it had not been before. And somehow that doesn't take away from somebody. It's not one you know, it's not adding a new person is a zero-sum game for somebody else. You add a business, it actually grows the economy.
That's right. That's right. Everything around you is going to grow. It's just an amazing trickle-down effect. Everything positive happens when you open a business in a local community.
Which makes me wonder, Joel, and I don't want to get political here, but it makes me wonder why anybody, regardless of your political persuasion, why anybody wouldn't want to do whatever they can to help businesses flourish.
Yeah, because I don't understand.
Payroll doesn't come. Welfare, food stamps, disability doesn't create jobs. It doesn't create payroll, does it?
No, not at all. You got to start with a small business because that starts everything.
Well, and I'll tell you something else, Joel. I've said this many times before. Main Street small businesses need to get more involved in the future of America. What do you think about that?
100% true. And they are, as long as they are allowed to open and they can get funded and, you know,
yep.
It goes back to, you know, getting loans and the availability of loans.
Yep. We haven't even mentioned the banks. Hey, Joel, give us the website, please.
TheFranchiseKing.com. Stop by and say hi.
What about all your social media addresses?
Oh, follow me on Twitter at FranchiseKing. And also I am on Facebook, Facebook.com, TheFranchiseKing.
All right. So he's all over the place out there, folks. Become a franchise owner. That's still available wherever books are sold, right, Joel?
You got it, online and offline.
There you go. So check it out, folks. Joel Ababa, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
At least the mystery is gone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.